opinion of the Rambam, that the Rambam says just because a person's any idea doesn't mean he's garnished, doesn't mean he's gone. And in, specifically in the world of Dinei Mamonos, as we proved yesterday, he's Kaman De'isa, he exists. And therefore the Rambam says, Nimtza Chamisha Nosa V'Nosa Medavar. There are five people that are giving their opinions. And we explain, because the Rambam is of the opinion that this Eni Odea is not an Eni Odea that's like Mamish Adam Dodo. It's an Eni Odea of a person who has many opinions. And he's a Taka Adam Chokum. He has a Das. He has just Thadim Lakan and Lakan. So therefore, by Dine Nefashos, we're limited because you can't be Choser in your Psak. But by Dine Mamanis, Zok the Rambam, by Dine Mamanis, you have the ability to be chozer, so therefore it's not a problem. However, we ask the following question. If that's the case, and the Dayan is there, and it's five that's deliberating in the Masu Maton, so then why does the Rambam say, when you have two guys who are Mechayev, and a third that's an Eini Yodea, right? And again, this third is not ignored according to the Rambam. He's existing. He just can't give a decisive psak. So therefore, we can't use his vote at the Hamad Bedin, at the Gemara Din. So why don't we say, no matter what he votes, it's irrelevant. Because even if he argues and he says Zakai against the other two, it doesn't make a difference. Because two against one will win. So no matter what the situation is, let's not bother ourselves. And in this situation, just leave it at three. Don't add to get to five. You don't need it. Just say, we obviously should follow the votes of Chayiv and Chayiv. Avi Lieberman had a mushel, and I like the mushel, Avi, say it. You have a shootout at the end of the hockey game, and it's a tied game, and the three periods are over, and what's it called, the shootout?
Shootout.
It's a good name. So the first guy shoots, he scores. The second guy from the other team misses. The third guy scores. Thank you, Isaacs. So then the second guy misses. Oh, misses, right? So now, technically, there should be three rounds of a shootout, right? Is anyone going to have the third round in the hockey game?
I think they do.
No, they don't.
No.
I said, I think.
Hey, Morty,
don't.
You don't
even think.
Morty, you pay
attention.
Hevra. Zokt Avi Lieberman. There's no point to the third round of the shootout. Because no matter what's going to happen, it's going to be two against one. So that's what I'm saying. Let's let this Bezdin be a shootout. Now, we're going to get to the answer. Is this a clarification or you want to say a pshat?
I have a question, because we have the whole din that if three dayanim all agree, is that the mistrial? That it doesn't matter.
Not by dinim amonos.
Not by dinim amonos? No. All right. So, dinim brushes?
We're not talking. We're only dinim amonos, right? Chevra. In order to answer this question, we have to come on to a yesod that we've seen, but not built it to this extent, that is a tremendous lumdisha idea coming out of this sugya. And the sugya goes as follows. Tosfos of Bava Kamma, Tosfos that we've seen last semester, asks a fundamental question. Shmuel tells us, Ein holchin b'mamon achar harov. Ask Shmuel, right? Ask Tosfos, why is that the case? If you follow Rov by dinei nefashos, right? So then, right? You should kal v'chomer follow Rov by dinei nefashos, right? Who has the Bava Kamma here? Tema, matam ein olchin leisa b'kal v'chomer. Medina nefashos kedam rinim perakam v'sanhedrin. Rabbi Yoshi and Maisel of a Kal V'Chomer Medina Nefashos. And Tosfos says, and I have proof to this Kal V'Chomer, because the whole proof that you follow Rov by Dayan and by Dine Mamanis even though Shmuel holds Einochem HaMenachah Rov, is that you learn a Kal V'Chomer from Dinei Nefashos. If you follow Rov Dayanim when it comes to Dinei Nefashos, so Kal V'Chomer, you should apply it by something which is not as severe. You're not killing the purpose, it's the person. It's only financial matters, so you should follow the majority of the Dayanim, and that's the source that we have on Gimel and Beis, that we follow Rov Dayanim when it comes to Dinei Mamonos. So ask Taisus, so Shmuel's Hoshita is upshlug. So you should follow Rov in all Shilas when it comes to Dinei Mamonos from that very same Kal V'Chomer. Just like you agree to that idea when it comes to the Dayanim, to the Bezdin, to the fact that you follow majority when it comes to Bezdin, right? So too, you should have that overarching principle in all Shilas that come up. Why does Shmuel say that when you have a Shila of why this person bought the ox, and you want to follow why Rove people buy oxen, right? Why don't you follow Rove? And he says, Ein Olchem HaMenach Rove. Zoptoisis, the following Yusuf. Clarification, Isaacs?
Question, yeah.
Yeah.
Were you saying that, was Tosu saying that we do learn that Kal V'Chomer, or we should learn that Kal V'Chomer?
We should learn that Kal V'Chomer like we do by Bezdin. V'yesh Leimer. Now again, last semester we attacked this Tosos and broke it apart with three different Mahalchim, but I don't want to do that right now. I want to take one of the Mahalchim that we use, which is the Mahalch of Reb Chaim. Tosos says something very unclear. V'yesh Leimer, don't compare apples to oranges. The Gemara on Daf Gimel Beis that says you can follow Rov when it comes to Dinei Mamonos and you follow majority opinion by Dinei Mamonos, the Hasam Gabe Dayanim Shayini, the Choshev Miyot Didhu Kimi She'enu. What does Taisus mean? Comes along Reb Chaim Brisker in his stencils and says the following Yisod to explain our Tosos and Bava Kama. Tosos says something very hidden and non-understandable. The miyat, the minority opinion, is kimi she'enu. Zokt Reb Chaim, the following yisod. There are many different principles within regard of the halacha of majority of rov. In some areas of halacha, you'll just learn, we follow the rov, hochin achara rov, majority wins. But in other areas of halacha, says Reb Chaim, you also have the concept of rubo kekula. When you need the full entity, when you need the full object, when you follow Rove, it meets the halachic requirements of having a full object. When I drink a cup of wine on Leila Seder, and I drink only Rove, so that now is as if I had the whole coast because of Rubo Kikulo, right? There's also another halacha within the areas of Rove, which is the halacha of Bittul, the Rove. How do I know that when something's non-kosher that falls into a mixture of kosher meat, or a non-kosher soup falls into a kosher soup, so the Rav will ask how much was in the kosher soup, and therefore he's employing the rule of thumb of bittul berov, called the nullification in the majority. Where do all those halachas come from? What's the source for all those halachas? Zokter b'chaim amayr dik yisod. They're all from Bezdin. They're all from the pasuk of Achrei Rabim Lahatos. Says Reb Chaim, when you're following the majority when it comes to Bezdin, you're not only following the majority. What Chazal are telling you when you're following the majority, you're nullifying the minority opinion. The minority opinion is now batel, and now that minority opinion is now slapped on rubo kekulo onto the majority opinion. Because Reb Chaim asks a basic question. You have a machloikis amongst the Bezdin. 22 against 1. 22 say Chayev, 1 says Zakai. Ask Reb Chaim. But you only have 22 Dayanim at the end of the day that are saying Chayev. The Torah says that you need 23 Dayanim to paskin the Shaila. Says Reb Chaim, and to say the Amida Sadin, the Gemar Din, the fact that this person is Chayev. Says Reb Chaim, you do have 23 Dayanim. Because once we follow the majority, and we figure out and decipher which tzad is correct, to be machriya the suffix, to know which one we're going to have to come on to, says Reb Chaim, the Bezdin is not finished. What now happens in a halachic reality, is that minority opinion
is as if it's non-existent, and it latches itself onto which side? To the 22 Dayanim. So now, says Reb Chaim, you have an adjudication process, you have a Gemar Din, you have a Psak Halacha, which how many Dayanim are saying, Chayav? No longer 22, but rather 23. That is all learned, says Reb Chaim, from the same Pasuk, that the Torah says, follow Rov. Not only tells you that you should follow Rov when you have a Suffolk, it also tells you another halacha, that the miyut is kemisha eino, it's bottle, it's non-existent, and it also tells you another halacha, that it could be added on to the Rov side, Rubo Kekula. Unbelievable, Reb Chaim. Zok Reb Chaim, that's what Tosis and Baba Kama meant. Shiny dayonim, Damiyat Kemisha'eno, because when it comes to the world of Dayonis of Psak La'alocha, you're not only just being Machriya Suffolk and say, oh, Mistoma, the majority is right, I'm going to follow the majority, says Reb Chaim. Tosfos is saying that's insufficient in the world of Dayonis. In the world of Dayonis, I have to have all of the Tzadim on the same side. I have to have 23 Dayonim that are adjudicating the Psak. And that works because the miyot now no longer express their opinion. They're nullified and they are placed onto the side of the other dayanim, and you have a full-fledged psak from 23 dayanim. So Reb Chaim is telling us that in every psak halacha, in every din Torah rabosai, it's not only holchin achar rov, it's not only azlin and basaruba, we're machriya the suffik. We figure out our challenge and decipher and make our decisions based on the rov. No. You actually nullify the miyat, and the miyat becomes kemisha eino. So there's actually bittul berov existing in every world of Dayanus and every psak halacha of a bezdin, because if you wouldn't have that and you wouldn't have the other aspects and elements of rov, then you would be missing in your full-fledged unanimous psak that you need when you present the psak l'aloch. Yeah.
And there's a question on yesterday's then. Why do we say that whole idea that you need two more judges to win the case? Because they're all coming to the other side anyway. So as long as you have one more,
okay,
why would that matter?
The Ein Yodea there is totally disqualified.
Why?
So therefore you need two more. That we explained yesterday.
Can I the idea that you need for Dini Nefashos, you need
right.
two, exactly two. Why does that matter? Because all the Dayanim are coming to that side anyways. All the Miyut is bottled.
No, because we don't have 23 Dayanim. Any Yodea is not existent.
I'm saying, what if you have 12 left?
As far as you need two Lechiyev.
So then that should be against this idea, though.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Why would we, if the Torah is saying we need two, what's the idea of needing two then? If
for Chiyuv?
The Miyut is being bottled. Yeah.
It's unanimous.
No.
If it's becoming unanimous, this whole thing works.
So, in Echnami, you're right. At the end of the day, the way the dynamics work is that everyone's transformed. But you still need their opinions to be... How do you know how to transform it? What direction? Obviously, there was a certain time that the opinions, and there was a dissenting opinion.
Okay.
I mean, you're right. At the end of the day, Reb Chaim's just saying, how do you fit the Psak Lalocha within the Pasuk of saying you need 23 Dayanim? It's not 23 Dayanim, it's only 12. So Reb Chaim's saying, at the end of the day, once we decide how to go because we follow majority, we now take the minority opinion and slap them onto the majority. Okay, Rabosai, listen. One second. So now, Rabosai, for the world of Dayanus, we now have to realize that it's not so dissimilar than what? To the world of Kashrus. It's not... It's Hashkocha Protus that we're learning on Wednesday today, even though we're not supposed to do it on Wednesday, we're supposed to do it Tuesday, the world of Kashrus on the day that we're being mechadish this din in Reb Chaim. Rabosai, listen carefully, we're not finished. Block one is this yesod of the way a bezdin works. Yesh bittel v'rubo kekula. Now I want to veer off for a second and take a second block, and a new yesod. This yesod, Rabosai, is one of the most fundamental yesodos that anyone in Hilchos Yerodea and Smicha learns in this Ran and Nedarim. And with this, we're going to have the second block to answer our question. But now I want to just leave the Reb Chaim. I don't want to talk about the Reb Chaim anymore. You have a clarification before I leave the Reb Chaim? Yeah.
When you said, I understand the whole thing where it's going to be Bittul and they're going to tell us.
Yeah.
So what was the thing about the 22?
Meaning, at the end of the day, it's not 22 anymore. It's not 22 against 1. Once we adjudicate.
Oh, is it 22 against 1?
It's not 22 against 1. It's 23 against 0. That's always the way a Pesach Din works. Why? Because we're Mevatel the Miyat. The Miyat's Kamisha Eino, like Tosa says, and it joins on to the winning side. So it's not only that you follow the robe and you say, when at the end of the day, when you walk out of Bez Din, Rav Chaim learns that you don't say, oh, majority of the opinions of the Dayanim sided with me. That wasn't what happened at the end of the day. It might have happened originally, like Isaac's saying, within the court case, but at the end of the day, when the Torah says you need 23 Dayanim to be in agreement on a Psak, it means the minority opinion is no longer existing. And that happened through the Klolam of Rov. Now, Rabbi Sai, in Hilchos Kashrus, in Yoredeya, there is a halacha as follows. Bittul works, nullification works, when something falls into another pot or another entity, or you have majority meats and a treif piece of meat falls into that taruvis and that mixture. So the halacha is, learned out from Beis Din, achrei rabim lahatos, we can follow the rov and assume that the meat is kosher. Okay? I'm allowed to eat that meat, even though it's treif. I can take a piece out and say, mistoma, it's the kosher piece of meat. Absolutely mutter, and you're allowed to eat that.
It's the same temper?
I didn't say anything about same temper or not. Give me a second.
I'm just saying if rove.
If rove. If there's rove, that's kosher. Comes along Chazal and introduce the following chumrah. That's when non-kosher mixes with majority of kosher. And the kosher nullifies the non-kosher. What happens if the non-kosher or the usser item is not 100% usser? It's not fully usser. Temporarily it's prohibited, temporarily it's usser, but it's what's called in halacha a davar sheyeshlo matirin. This has a potential heter. This thing could become mutter in the future, either at the end of Shabbos, or at the end of Pesach, or if someone would just be mafris trumas and maisers from it. It has some capability and temporary nature to its iser, that it's not permanent. That's what's called the davar sheyeshlo matir. Come along Chazal and say, if that thing is not totally usser, it's a davar sheyeshlo matir, you could just wait a little bit and it will become mutter, or there's a capability, there's some way to be matir, the item, without nullification. Says Chazal, Davar Sheyesh Lamatirim Afilu Be'elef Lo Batal. Davar Sheyesh Lamatirim, you can have a million times the amount on that item. I don't care how big of a pot you have. I don't care how large it is. It's not batal. Ain't no batal. It's a chumra called Davar Sheyesh Lamatirim. You'll learn about it in Smicha.
It means you can't eat it, right?
Meaning you cannot eat it. There's no bittul. There's no nullification. Comes along the Ran and says, but that halacha of the chumrah, that davar sheyesh lo matirim cannot become kosher through bittul, and is still usher, only applies to the following mixture. Min b'mino. If it's min b'she'eno mino, it still lends itself to bittul. And there still could be nullification, and you're not machmir about davar sheyesh lo matirim.
What's been
I'm going to explain that in a second. What is min b'mino? What is min m'sheino mino? And why should that make a difference? Min b'mino is the following. Romanov, I have two aisles in the grocery. I have meatballs that look and smell and taste exactly the same. Right? One's kosher and one's non-kosher. That's min b'mino. The meatballs that are falling in are the exact same type as the other min kosher that's keneged, that's doing the bittul. So this chumrah of davar sheyesh lamatirim only applies to min b'mino and doesn't apply to min m'she'eino mino. Meaning, if you have a piece of chametz that falls in to the exact same type of bread, to the exact same type of... Yeah, how that worked. That's not a good example. Okay. Let's say...
Cake.
Chocolate cake.
It has the same exact taste, but it's going to taste different. It's going to be Mimim Shein Mimim by different effort.
Why? Kosher chocolate
cake? Okay, fine, whatever. Or let's say you have something mukta, you have something different. You have tevel. You have vegetables. Some of them didn't have trumas and maizes take it off for it, so it's not kosher. And the rest of it did. But they're the exact same type of vegetables. So then Dover Shesha Matir replies. But if vegetables that were tevel fell into meatballs that are Mimim Shein Mimim, no chumr of darish yishlam atir, as long as you have 60 times the amount, bottle. Let me explain. I didn't explain it yet. Rabosai, hold off. Let me explain. Comes along the Ran, and the Ran explains why that should be. And with this, the Ran says, you need to understand a little bit of background, but I'm going to explain to you, and this is going to be the sod of all Yoridea of Isser Veheter. Comes along the Ran, and the Ran says, There's the fundamental debate between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban. Rabbi Yehuda holds, again, outside of Davar Shesh Matirim, Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino eino batel. And Rabbanan are holy. What is the case of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan? So it's a fascinating case. It's not in the world of kashrus, but it's still dependent on the world of bittul of nullification. What is it found in the world of? The avoda on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda holds, when you have your goat offering and the dam, the blood that's collected from the goat offering, you can mix it together with the cow offering and be zorik the dam all in one shot. All in one shot. Because, says Rabbi Yehuda, everything's dam over here. Min b'mino is eino batel. They're all the same type. And don't worry about it. You not only were zorek the dam hapar, the majority, you also sprinkled the dam asarir, because as long as it wasn't nullified, as long as the item is still intact, as long as it's still there, that's considered me being zorek the dam on both of them. If there's no bittul, if min b'mino is eino bittul, if dam and dam does not create bittul, says Rabbi Yehuda, so it's as if I just threw two types of dam. Not only the cow offering, but also the goat offering. Comes along the Rabbanon and say that's not the case. Why do the Rabbanon argue with the Ran and with Rabbi Yehuda? And this is what the Ran is the chmechadish, and this is the clincher. Iram, do not leave for this. Seriously. Comes along the Ran and he explains, because in order to have bittul, Rabbosai, listen to this, this is the most important line. In order to have bittul, in order to have nullification, in order for something to become kosher, based on the nullification process called bittul berov, you need a fight. You need clash. You need two different properties that are fighting against each other. If the items are of similar nature, and they're not fighting against each other, so then the kosher item or the majority item does not overpower over the other item. Therefore, the Ran says, Rabbi Yehuda's fundamental principle is that min b'mino, if they're the same type, they taste the same, they smell the same, right? Then they're not going to lend themselves to be bought. And Rabbanon agree to that fundamental principle. They add one caveat. Rabbanan say, you're right. Fundamentally, I agree that bittul and nullification is a form of clash, is a function of clash. But Rabbanan say, even when it might taste the same, it might smell the same, and they might look like items in the same grocery, the fact that there's a little sign on top of the grocery called kosher section versus non-kosher section, meaning, the fact that the item that look and taste and smell the same, one of them's kosher and one of them's non-kosher, one of them's usher and one of them's mutter, say the Rabbanan, that creates what? Clash. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, in terms of bittul, only looks at the physical properties of a mixture, and therefore can only create nullification if there's a clash in their physical makeup, in their taste, in their smell. Rabbanan say, absolutely not. I agree to you fundamentally that in order for bittul you need clash, but I also look at their non-physical properties, but rather their halachic properties. The isurim versus the heterim.
And if they might taste the same, but one's kosher meatballs and one's non-kosher meatballs, that can create clash, and that's called min b'she'en omino, that can now create clash. However, fundamentally, the Rabbanon agree if there's a lack of clash, if the items are so similar in nature, and there is no clash found, so then the Rabbanon agree fundamentally that what? That's not a good groundwork for what? For bittul.
There's always going to be clash, though.
What?
There's always going to be clash.
There's not always going to be clash. Give me a second. There's not always going to be clash in a 100% way. What happens? We're getting there. What happens if you have an item of two meatballs? You have an item of a min b'mino, two meatballs, right? Or two vegetables that are the exact same vegetables, the exact same carrots, the exact same peppers. They taste the same. They're min b'mino. Yet one of them is aser, because it's tevel, but it's a davar she'yesh lo matir. It has a heter to it. So then says the Ran, even the Rabbanon will agree fundamentally to Rabbi Yehuda that there's no clash over here. Because how are you going to find clash? If you go based on the physical properties, it's carrots and carrots. It's peppers and peppers. I, the Rabbanon, say, yeah, but I also consider the halachic categories. Zok the Rabbanon, even the halachic clash is insufficient over here. Why? Because this is not totally usur. This is something that finds itself rooted in the mutter category. In 24 hours, or if you're mafresh chumas and meisers, it's a davar she'yesh lo matirim. So inherently, is this item so clashing with the other item? No. It's got heter properties as well. It's not so min b'she'en omino, so it's not so lending itself for bittel. Zok the Ran a gevaldik yisod. You want to know why a davar she'yesh lo matirim, something that eventually will become permitted, is limited, the chumrah, that it doesn't lend itself to bittel and will not become kosher through the nullification process, to a case of min b'mino, is because when it's min b'mino, it doesn't have clash in the physical properties, and it doesn't have clash in the halachic properties. But once I change the mixture, Rabbi Yisai, and I want to know, halach l'maisa, you have a min b'she'en omino, you have a piece of tevel, you have a piece of chametz that fell into a vat of matzah, fell into a soup of kosher l'Pesach soup, and it's chametz and it's a davar she'yesh lo matir. But it's a min b'she'en omino, you're dealing with soup and flour, soup and chametz, so totally different entities. Will it lend itself to bittul? Will you have the chumrah of davar she'yesh lo matirim? What's the answer, Rabbi Osai? Will you have the chumrah of davar she'yesh lo matirim?
No.
Because these two properties are different because of their physical properties. There's clash even before I get into the halachic properties. So the fundamental principle of davar she'yesh lo matirim doesn't get off the ground because these things are too so dissimilar. They're apples and oranges, no pun intended. Rabbi Yisai, these things are clashing, in your face they're clashing. Avada, those things are but. It's only in the world of min b'mino, when it's oranges and oranges, the same physical properties. They're similar in terms of their physical areas. And then we have a secondary question. Are they similar in their halachic categories? So since the usur item is not so usur, the usur item could possibly come mutter, so even in the halachic properties, they don't lend themselves to be bittul, and if they don't lend themselves to be bittul because there's no clash, so what chumrah does that mean? Davar she'yesh lo matirim afilu be'elef lo bittul. That's the Ran's fundamental yisod, that for bittul, you need a fight. You need a distinction, you need a clash, and that's what I take away from this Ran. But Rabbi Yisai, I wanted to go through the Ran because you need to know where it comes from and how it has unbelievable ramifications. Halacha l'maisa tomorrow in your kitchen. Rabbi Yisai, once we accept these two yesodos, these two gevaldika principles right now, that what's going on in the Bezdin is that there's bittul barov. And a Bezdin is like a big pot of soup. That there's clash of one against the other. And the majority opinion is being mevatel, the minority opinion, to the extent that Tosfos of Baba Kama, Reb Chaim, will explain that the Miyad is Kamisha Eino, and it becomes Rubo Kakulo, and that's where you have your 23 Dayonim, or your 3 Dayonim in Dine Momenes. You don't have two against one anymore. In our Psak Din, we have the one that joined the two. What do I need, Abitan, in order to employ Bittul? According to the Ran Nedarim, I need what? Clash. Raboisai, Raboisai, Raboisai. It's Gevaldik. When I come to the Sugya in Sanhedrin Daf Hei Amid Beis, an innocent Sugya, a Sugya that looks like it doesn't have any lumdus in it, a Sugya that looks like plain and simple, in Yodeya, you have to add on Dayanim because you can't deal with him. And the Rambam came and was Mechadesh. Don't think that he's irrelevant. He's there for the Masu Matan. He does play a role on the Bezdin. So therefore, according to the Rambam, we asked, so then just don't add on Dayanim. Just go with the majority Psak. Just now, no matter what he says, it's not going to make a difference. Let's just follow the two, and no matter what his Psak we give him, whether it's Zakai Chayv, you can have him say whatever it is, it's the hockey game and the shootout, it's not going to make a difference. You lost the game, face the facts. Raboisai, that's not going to help us. Because we need to work with Rav Chaim's principles. We, in the world of Bezdin, to have three Dayanim, have to apply what? Bittul Berov. What do I need for Bittul Berov according to the Ran and Adarim? I need, Abitan just said it,
clash.
Just like a Dover Sheish L'matirim that is usher right now, but is going to become mutter, since it has similar categories to the Dover HaMavatel, the Rov, the majority, it already weakens the clash and doesn't allow it to become Batel. So too, if a person is Eini Yodeya, and he's saying, as we said in the Rambam, Yesh li tzadim l'schus and Yesh li tzadim l'chiyuv. So what doesn't get off the ground, Rabbi Say? Bittul Berov! I can never be Mevatel such an entity. I can never be Mevatel such a Dayan. I can never take his opinion, his dissenting opinion, clash with it, and therefore throw him onto the other side to be part of my three Dayanim. The whole process, according to Reb Chaim, the lumdus of a Beis Din, is based on Bittul Berov, and now that Rov now becomes Kulo. But I can't use this item because I never clashed with him in the first place by the fact that he said Eini Yodeya, what happens? He now is no longer what, Rabbi Isai? He's no longer lending itself to the majority rule. We can't have Bittul Berov. So it's based on these two Yesodos that seem in Seder, Rabbi, what in the world are you doing? Why are you telling us Kashrus is over at 10 o'clock, Kashrus was done? You're telling me Iran and Adarim that seems to have no relevance. The Iran and Adarim has tons of relevance. It's because of this Iran and Adarim, plus the Reb Chaim and the Tosfos of Bava Kamma, that are developing these Yesodos of what actually is happening on a Beis Din in order to create your three Dayanim, that we just answered our question from yesterday, that even though no matter what he votes, it's not going to make a difference, and we really should have avoided adding on more Dayanim, but the fact that he doesn't clash doesn't allow us to follow the majority and to be mevatel his opinion and therefore slap him on to the three Dayanim. But Rabbi Isai, you should ask me one question from the Rambam. The Rambam goes on to say one more case. The Rambam goes on to say that if you have five Dayanim to begin with, right? Four say Zakai, one says Chayav, no, I'm sorry, one says Eini Yodeya, thank you. What does the Rambam say? What's the Psak? Anyone remember what the Rambam says? It says Zakai, right? According to my Yisod, Rabosai, you should all have a kash on me. It shouldn't work.
There's no clash.
He's an Eini Yodeya. It should erupt the Beis Din. It should mess it up. It should be a problem. Yeah.
So there's a full
Beis Din. Oh. Avi Lieberman says Gevaldik Yisod. These two cases are not comparable. Because over here, you had already the three Dayanim that were necessary for Dine Mamanus. So it's only in the scenario where you have two against the Enyodea that I don't have the ability to get to three, and I'm missing within the Reb Chaim and the Ran to get to three. That's where the Rambam says you have to be Yosifu. But in this case, since I already have more than necessary, and I want it to be machmir, I want to pretend that I'm frum, and I wanted to just add on the other dayanim. But those are not necessary, Rabosai. So therefore, what's going to happen, says the Rambam, then I could actually say, like I argued yesterday, so dalmei halcha li ani yodea. But I still have my 3 day on him, and I have even a 4 day on him.
22 case.
What?
The 22.
What's the 22 case?
Doesn't the Rambam say that if you have 22 dayanim, you say zakai or chayev, and you have the one ani yodea, we don't add?
You don't have 23. That's dinei nefashos.
What about one? What if you add two, and then there's also an ani yodea? You still have to add two until...
Rambam says if you add two and one of them still in your day, you still have to add more.
Until 100,
even 24.
Right, because that now, meaning, because that's already a different system right now. Now you're in the world of Hosafa. So the Rambam's telling you anytime you're Mosif without a definitive psak, Hosafa doesn't work. But the Rambam say if you had an original Yeshiva's Bezdin, and you decided to add on more Dayanim, but the criteria was sufficient with the Dayanim that you had already. And you had a full-fledged Bezdin even without those, and one of them happens to be an Yodea, so Dalmeach, get rid of him. It doesn't make a difference. It's a good point you're making.
So if you had 24 and one an Yodea, then you would still be fine.
If you initially start like that,
if you initially start with,
but you wouldn't be able to start like that because you had a Bezdin Chakal. But theoretically, right, I agree, yes.
When you have an Yodea, so he hears the pro side, but he also hears the con side.
Right.
That's the reason what he said, he's yes. Not saying the pro side like the rest of them is because he's choshesh for the con side.
Right.
So he really is clashing halfway because he's not saying his opinion because he's choshesh for
okay,
the
con side. Good, Andy. When you have a davar sheish lamatir, right now, if you would eat that, I'd beat you up. I'd kill you. I wouldn't kill you, but I'd give you malchus. Okay. So there is clash. It's falling into something that's mutter. Majority of the 60 times the amount right now, today, on Shabbos, on Pesach, there's clash. It's chametz versus kosher Pesach food. Yet it has a property in it that now makes it mutter, and that already is going to stop the bittul. So too, you have the same exact parallel when it comes to Neni Odeh. The fact that there's a part of him that's not clashable and not distinct, that's already going to stop the bittul.
Yeah.
Right.
So what about in a case where it's dinei nefashos, where we said that you can't change your mind? That should be more of a clash then. Because when he's saying ani yodea, he's saying I'm against you guys, like,
we have a fundamental principle, you're right, but we have a fundamental principle, once a guy on dinei nefashos says ani yodea, his opinion is non-existent because he can't be chozer anymore.
Even according to the Rambam?
Yeah, the Rambam says it. Okay. That was what Rambam said. Right.
Okay, fine. So why should that not be the same, though?
That was in the Mugiris from yesterday. The difference between the Nefashim is that an Ein Yodea is only relevant when potentially he could change his mind.
Right, but that should be a clash in and of itself. Because
no, because he becomes non-existent. Yeah, you're wrong.
I don't understand the principle of the clashing.
Yeah.
Is that all pisur, or is that like a zera kati or something like that? Because all pisur, I don't see how it makes sense. Because you should call the chomer and say, okay.
I think it is Gzeres HaKosav because at the end of the day, the Ran is basing himself off of the Tanoim that are darshan in the Psukim of the Dama Par and the Dama Soyer.
Oh, so he gets the clashing from there?
Yeah. I'm not 100% sure about that, but that's what I think. Because I agree. Intuitively, you know, I don't know why Bittul has to be a function of clash, but that's just what he sees. Yeah, I'm talking.
Okay, so how's Gzeres HaKosav? Isn't that Rukhaim saying what he thinks?
No. He's asking about the Ran. The Ran that learns from the Davar Sheish L'Matirin part. Why? The Ran that's assuming that Bittul is based on clash. Where does the Ran get that from? So, the only source we have is the way the Ran analyzes the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Chachamim by the Avodah on Yom Kippur. I don't think that necessarily it's a svara. I think it's just the Torah was Mechadish to us that Bittul is based on clash. I mean, Iram, to be honest with you, you could intuitively explain it that the way Rove works is that there's a fight, and if their properties are not, you can't overpower the Rove if it wasn't fighting against something. If someone's just sitting there next to it, that's not clashing against it, so then you never overcome it.
Yeah, why not?
meaning maybe the.
And you say kavakomer, like if that, it can overcome that, then it can overcome something that's like weaker. You know.
The svara I would say is that it doesn't overpower unless someone starts up with it.
Yeah, I mean, but that.
It's not a strong svara. It's not a strong svara. But lachora the pasha says it's based on that din of the zirus kavakomer. Yeah, obviously.
So, according to Shmuel, who said they only needed two. For a Beis Din for Mamon.
Right.
So then why couldn't we say this over there also? That we had the question was, the problem with it was the shame that you had.
Oh, you're getting back to the Gemara. Good. So the Gemara asks, Avi's asking the following question. The Gemara asks,
according to Shmuel, let's remember, Avi's saying, why do we get to all this?
Because we had a Shach Matari in the Gemara. The Gemara says, according to Shmuel, that two Dayanim work, that you could have two on a Beis Din, and you don't need a Beis Din shekel is not a problem. So then why does the Braisa say, when you have an Eni Odeya on the third, that you have to add two Dayanim? Dalmei Hacha, just say forget about it, and say that what? That two is fine. Exactly. So what does the Gemara answer? No, it's not good. Why? Adaita the plus a yasir. So Avi Spitz asks, who says the Mi'iri and the Yesh Mefarshim, that this klal that the Gemara says, Adaita the plus a yasivi, what happens in the following scenario? Let's say you started off with, what number am I about to write?
Five.
Four said one way. One says Eni Odeya. Zok the Yesh Mefarshim in the Me'iri. Zok the Yesh Mefarshim in the Me'iri. What did the Yesh Mefarshim say, Ezra? Adaita. De Chamisha. Yasivi. And therefore what, says the Me'iri? Therefore, you have to add more. This is exactly what the Gemara says. Who is beferish against this Yesh Mefarshim the Meiri, Rabosai? The Rambam. Rabosai, Zokt Avi Spitz. Avi Spitz is a Meiri man. Avi Spitz is asking, the same thing that we're saying in the Gemara should apply to the Rambam's case of five. Why shouldn't you say you have to add on? Because the Gemara, like the Gemara said in Shmuel, Gevaldik Akasha, Avi. Beautiful. Adaita de Chamish Yasibi. Of course you have to add more. What do you say your Svara of Dal Me'acha? You started with five.
The Rambam's case was also you had five originally?
The Rambam's case was you had five originally, yeah. So I said, forget about it. Frecht Avi Spitz. No, why do you say forget about it? If you sat down with five, you should need to add more, just like the Gemara said in Shmuel, if you sat down with three. Rabbeisa, you hear his kasha? You hear his kasha? Avi Spitz is saying the Yesh Mefarshim the Me'iri make beautiful sense, and we should now close up shop, say the Rambam's wrong, and we should postulate the Yesh Mefarshim the Me'iri. How are you going to deal with this kasha? We said this gevaldig so when it came to two and three, and I said no. Because there, you didn't have three. Over here, you had three. But Avi says, but it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says Adaita the Tlasi Yasivi. So you should say the same thing when you start off with five, Adaita the Chamishi Yasiri, like the Yeshua version of the Me'iri actually say.
They cancel with two,
because
that's a
base in
the
Chatzel. Oh. So Rabbeisai. L'chora, to answer this question, L'chora, to answer this question, we need to understand what the Gemara actually meant when it said, Adaita de Tlasa Yasi. What Avi Spitz and the Yesh Mefarshim and the Me'iri are assuming is it's a plain svara. It's saying, whatever your das was when you walked into court and you decided, we're going to have seven dayanim on this court case, you better have that number. And in any idea that doesn't have that number, therefore now forces you to add more dayanim, because you didn't suffice to what you added. Maybe, Rabbeisai, the Rambam was of the opinion that the Gemara wasn't saying just plain you have to follow what you had asked for at the beginning. The Rambam was saying something
much more fundamental that Mickey is flipping his notes because he remembers it from the sugyos of Smicha. Rabbi Sai, what does Adaita the Tlosa Yasini mean? What is the Gemara assuming, Rabbi Sai? Is the Gemara just saying what the Yesh Mepharshim are saying, that whatever you start off with, that's what you got to finish with? Is that, it's just a number game? Yes. Clearly that's what Avi Spitz and the Yesh Mepharshim and the Meiri are assuming, and therefore our Cheshvin in the Rambam goes out the window. It's only if we can come out with a new pshat in the Gemara, if we can come out with a new yesod in the Gemara, that we can explain the shakal of Atari and the Gemara differently, that maybe we can distinguish between the Gemara's case of 2 versus 3 and the Rambam's case of 4 and 5. Right? Where the Rambam says, in a case of 2 versus 3, it's a problem, and there is a problem you're going to have to add on, but not necessarily in a case where you already have 4 and you didn't start off, and you didn't suffice and finish up the 5 that you started off with. Maybe the Rambam understood the Gemara's conclusion within Shmuel to say a new yesod. Who could help me out with what this yesod is?
We just need 3 to get there. Once you have 3,
why? Prove it. Give me Makairis. Give me Makairis, Rabosa.
Because you need 3.
Zok the Heliger Rambam. Rabosa, let's go back. Let's go back. Zok the Heliger Rambam, listen as follows. It's on your Marmar Kremis. The Rambam paskins la locha that one dayon, chad nami, kosher. Gemara and Daf Gimel and Aleph. One dayan is kosher. Right? But then what else does the Rambam say, Rabbi Yisai? The Rambam says, in the end of Perek, Hey, Halacha Yudches, that to be mechayiv for a hodah, to be moda in front of Bezdin, although one dayan can be done, and his adjudication in Dine Momen is chad nami kosher like Rav Acha, for hodos and to be chayav, if you're kofer, if you deny it in front of Bezdin, it's not enough to do that in front of what? One dayan. Says the Rambam, for hodos and kfiros, you actually need 3 dayan. And we asked, Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't understand. Mamon Efshach. If you hold that Dine Mamonis only require one dayan, so then if I'm molded in front of one dayan, I should be chayav to pay. If you hold that one dayan works for Dine Mamonis like Rav Acha says on Daf Gimel, so then if I deny and I don't owe you the money and I lie in court, I should be chayev to pay Al Tgeza for lying in court in front of one dayan. It's a dayan. He's good for Dine Mamonis. What did we say, Rabbi Isai? The Rambam has a split. The Rambam holds that you have a dayan that could adjudicate. You have a dayan that is a sha'a dayan, but he doesn't necessarily have a shame bezdin. He's more similar of a Rav that's coming and paskening in a situation of Ister Veheter. Achad Dayan for Dine Mamonis. It works. But in the areas of Halacha that you need a presence of a Bezdin, you need to be considered walking and denying the owing of money in front of a Bezdin. You don't have a Bezdin with one Dayan. How could you have a Bezdin with one Dayan? You have one rabbi sitting there with a long coat and a long beard. That's not a Bezdin. That's a Dayan. Zok the Rambam, Chad Nami Kosher, the criteria that's found in Isser Veheter, that one Rav can paskin for a Hora'a, that could also work to be Mechayiv you in Dine Mamonis of these paskins that you're Chayiv. But he's still not called a what? He's still not called a Bezdin. And if you want scenarios and you want halachas that are limited to the world of being in presence of a Bezdin, that I was moide in Bezdin, that I was kofer and denying in Bezdin, then says the Rambam, obviously you're going to need what? Above and beyond the world of Isser Veheter, above and beyond the world of Hora'ah, and I'm happy to be in front of how many? Not one dayan, but rather?
3.
Zokt Reb Shechter in Eretz Tzvi, in the Shakla Vitari in the Gemara, he says the Rambam is beautiful. The Gemara wasn't just saying a simple svara. The Gemara wasn't just saying, oh, whatever you start off with, you got to finish off with. No. The Gemara was saying something much more lumpish. The Gemara was saying, when this guy started the Bezdin process, he said, I don't want Isser Veheter on this psak. I want a Bezdin. I want 3 dayan. I don't want Rav Acha. I don't want Chada Mikosher. I want what? I want classic Elokim, Elokim, Elokim. I want the root of Bezdin. I know that there are 2 different roots. I know that there are 2 different ramifications. I know that there are certain scenarios that one dayan is going to be insufficient. that's going to be only similar to the world of Isser Vaheter. That's not going to make a person who admitted to owing money now be in the presence of Bezin that he's going to have to owe the money. So therefore, when it's a daita de tlasa, it's not only just a kavona of how many dayanim we need and we're playing a numbers game. That's not the shak levitai in the Gemara. Shmuel, the Gemara asks Akasha, according to Shmuel, that two dayanim work. So then why over here do you have to be Moshev dayanim? Zokta Gemara, adaita de tlasi yasivi, not that you need the amount that you started off with. Even Shmuel agrees that there are two tracks of being paskening this dine mominus. You can paskin in the world of Isser Veheter, like a dayan in Isser Veheter, and you can paskin b'toiras bezdin. And even Shmuel agrees to that new reality, and that's where the Gemara concludes and says, adaita de tlasa, I wanted to go down the track that no matter what happens, I have a bezdin in my presence. It says it according to Shmuel. But the Rambam saying that that same halacha is relevant even according to me, who holds that chadna mikosher at the one hand, but you're still insufficient if you don't have a bezdin for hodos and kfiros. A dayon is not a bezdin. A bezdin is not a dayon. They're two different tracks. So Rabbi said what the Rambam understood the Gemara to say, adaita de tlasa meant, in other words, if I would have to rephrase the Gemara, the guy started the din Torah on track B, the bezdin track, as opposed to the dayan of the horah track. And one dayan is insufficient and two dayanim is insufficient according to Shmuel. And if you need a bezdin track, so then you have to have at least what? Three. So if I take that approach to the shak levitai and the Gemara, and I understand what a daita the tlos is now coming to tell me, and now I have a question. I started my case with seven, or I started my case with five. And I want to know, if I have five, let's take the case of five, but seven is also true. Now I have four, that say Zakai, one that says Eini Yodea. Is there a problem with the Gemara Avi Spitz?
No.
Because at the end of the day, I sufficed my Bezdin track, and I have three Dayanim there. It's only Avi Spitz and the Yesh Mefarshim, the Meiri, that learn the Shach Levitari of the Gemara to be that you better have the number that you started off with to end with that are going to hold Yosefut to 5, to 7, to 9, to 11, whatever that number is, adaita da atchalata. Not adaita da tlata. Adaita da atchalata, da haschola. Whatever you started off with, that's you need. If that's the way you read the Shach Levitari of the Gemara, like the Meiri's learning, so then Eina Chanami. Then our Rambam makes no sense, like Avi Spitz asked so beautifully. But once we introduce this new Mahalich in the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, that the Rambam is Lishitoso. The Rambam understood there were two tracks in Bezdin. The Rambam knows the Halach is in Hei Beis, Hei Yud Ches. The Rambam knows that there's Bezdin versus Adayon. There's Horah versus a bezdin. Then that caused the Rambam to learn adaita de tlasa, that the only question is, do you have a bezdin? Do you have three dayanim? And therefore the Rambam holds la halacha, that when it's two that say zakai, and one that says eini yodea, then what's the psak?
Yosef.
Because what? You're missing bezdin. You're missing that new track. You're missing the shak levitai and the gemara adaita de tlasa. But, says the Rambam, if you have the Meiri's case, where you have four, Zakai, one, Eini Yodea, what's the din, says the Rambam?
Good.
Yeah, no Yosefu. I, Frecht Avi Spitz, what, Adaita the Tlasa? Yeah, I know Adaita the Tlasa. And I'll explain to you what Adaita the Tlasa means. Adaita the Tlasa means you better have enough Dayanim there that it's a Bezdin. But it doesn't mean that you have to go based on your beginning numbers. So Raboisai, the Rambam is gevaldik. Not only is the Rambam gevaldik in terms of the understanding of why you can't go with the two with the lumdus of the Ran and the Reb Chaim, the Rambam is l'shitoso in his way he reads the Gemara, not like the Meiri, that now that explains the four and the one. Raboisai, I'm done. I'm done. Mincha.
Alright.
What time is mine?
12:39, 40, 45 seconds.
It's not Zman, guys. It's a tough one. I'll keep that out.